Welcome to session 7. This is Jen Verheeren from Cadence Coaching. The intention of this session is to broaden your perspective when it comes to determining your prices. Establishing prices is a huge part of owning your own business. It is one of the most challenging and important issues that business owners deal with. And there's no right or wrong way to do it, but there are some proven strategies that you can use as guidelines. In my experience, the most common problem that comes up for horse professionals is that they've underpriced their services for long enough that they find it difficult to hire employees, invest in their own careers, or maintain reasonable, healthy working hours. These issues are not unique to our industry, but they are perpetuated by a culture of very hard work, high passion, and a powerful gratitude that most of us feel for the work that we get to do every day. The relationships we develop with our clients often run deep, and the bonds we feel with them and with the animals we serve are usually more important to us than money. This is a truth, and it's one to be honored and appreciated. So please do not misunderstand this session. I am not suggesting that you must raise your rates. I am not promoting profitability over relationships. Remember that one of my company core values is communication and compassion before compensation. What I am promoting is a holistic, big picture approach to pricing. I'm asking that you look at your pricing and how you structure your offerings from several different perspectives in order to land on what works best for you and your business. As a decision maker in your business, pricing is one of many leverage points that you can use to improve, grow, and develop your business. What do I mean by leverage? Leverage refers to your ability to influence a system or an environment in a way that multiplies the outcome of your efforts without a corresponding increase in the consumption of resources. Blah, 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 blah. I'm going to say that again. Leverage refers to your ability to influence a system or an environment, in this case your business, in a way that multiplies or expands the outcome of your efforts without a corresponding increase in the consumption of resources. In other words, leverage is the condition of having a relatively low cost in relation to a large payoff. In business, you want to always be looking for leverage. Where can you make a small sacrifice and get relatively large results? In what areas can you spend a little bit of energy and get a large return? I feel that looking for leverage is a particularly important concept for horse pros. The foundation of our industry is that we're dealing with huge animals that need 24/7 care and people that are driven and passionate. Our time and energy can easily be fully consumed with minimal payoffs if we allow that to happen. You can leverage your time, people, money, knowledge, and skills. The word leverage is sometimes used interchangeably with the word power, but it's more than that. Think about the power you get from a tiny bit of energy when you activate a lever. The further you move from the fulcrum, the more powerful the leverage. As with a curb bit, a longer shank needs less force to exert pressure on the horse's mouth. Consider that your pricing is an opportunity to create a large payoff with a relatively small cost. The payoff may be financial, but it'll also likely be in time, peace of mind, improved relationships, better riding, a new hire that changes your life, or an upgrade that allows your business to grow. As you consider the pricing strategies that I'm going to share with you right now, keep going back to your values. Maybe it doesn't make sense for you to raise your prices right now, but maybe it does make sense for you to improve your continuity of sales by packaging your services differently or creating a new policy that allows you to get better results for your clients. Pricing strategies 101. Here are a few factors for you to consider when you're determining your prices. How do you want to position your business in your market? If you're just starting out and you want to appeal to as many customers as possible, you're likely going to keep your prices as low as possible. This reflects a commodity pricing strategy. You'll look around at what other similar businesses are charging, for similar services, and you'll try to stay as competitive as possible with them. On the other hand, if you've been in business for a while, have accumulated some specialized skills in your area of expertise, and you want to attract a particular kind of client, you'll want to choose a price point that communicates your value to your intended customer. This reflects a value pricing strategy. People actually do tend to believe that you get what you pay for, and if your prices are too low, your image will not only be will not be in alignment with your value, and it can actually hurt your business and decrease your appeal to the customers that you're trying to reach. Your pricing should be in alignment with your desired positioning. We could compare this to the difference between Walmart and a luxury boutique. In the horse industry, I find that a lot of trainers are not aware when they've transitioned from one phase to another. I have a client who's in her late 20s. She's a dressage trainer and started her business 10 years ago when she was 19 years old. She came to me for coaching because her business was taking so much out of her that her marriage and her family relationships were suffering, and she was suffering financially. In the last 10 years, she's become a successful FEI level rider. She's invested tons of money in her education. She's trained with some of the best trainers in the US, and she's a good teacher. She has a faithful clientele, but she's been increasingly frustrated with a low level of commitment on the part of her clients, and she wishes that she had some higher quality horse flesh in her barn. She says she can't afford to hire anyone, so she and her mom do most of the barn work and care for the horses in addition to teaching and training. In our first conversation, it came out that in 10 years of business, she has not raised her rates once. She still charges what she charged when she was 19 years old. So all this time, she's been investing in her education, competing and gaining experience, but not raising her training or boarding rates accordingly. This means that she's not keeping up with inflation or with her own career cycle. So she has to look hard now at the big picture and consider the kinds of clients she wants to attract. She's also having to step into her own value and navigate some pretty hefty resistance that she's built up around raising her rates. This is more common than you might think. Positioning is a huge consideration for her right now. In her mind, she's still that 19-year-old kid who needs to attract everyone. And in reality, she's an experienced trainer ready to work with serious riders who want to invest in their riding. So she now needs to attract a particular clientele, and her low rates actually hurt her image as an FEI level trainer. Most of her current clients will stay with her through her price increase. And if some of them leave, she'll then have enough revenue to hire a groom, cut to reasonable hours, and start to market herself to new clients, even if some of them leave. So ask yourself how you want to position yourself in your market. If you're starting out and want to have broad appeal, you'll use a different pricing strategy. You'll use a commodity strategy. And if you would like to attract fewer specialized clients, you'll be using a totally different strategy. What are your costs? This is a factor that service-based business owners often forget to consider. If you're charging $50 for a one-hour lesson, are you factoring in your travel time, electricity, fuel, arena maintenance, or infrastructure costs? You have both fixed overhead costs, which don't change relative to the amount of business you do, and you have cost of sales. These are costs related directly to a particular sale. It's not necessary to be extremely detailed about this, but it's important to take your costs into consideration when you're determining your rates and figuring out profit margins for your different income streams. If you're using up an hour of travel time to teach one or two lessons, this adds up over time to a huge leaky hole. If you're not charging for your travel time and fuel costs, you're undervaluing your time, and your clients will too. It's your responsibility to educate your clients about the services that you provide, and they may not be aware of that. The client you are driving to teach does not have to pay for gas, purchase a truck and trailer, or spend the travel time that your other students do. When they fully understand the services that you're providing, they'll be more willing to pay for them. Other examples where cost is often overlooked by both provider and client are in time spent feeding supplements, holding horses for the vet or farrier, caring for injured horses, maintenance on a leased property, etc. These are big considerations for barn owners. Listen to your gut. Some of these may not be an issue for you. If, however, you feel resentment or frustration about a particular leaky hole, it's time to brainstorm about ways to plug it up. Where do you want to fall on a demand curve? How will your pricing affect demand for your service? So there's a basic formula that says at X price, X percentage will buy, at Y price, Y percentage will buy, and at Z price, Z percentage will buy. Basically, you're looking for the optimal price that will attract the optimal number of customers. So the more you charge, the fewer clients you'll need to make your business profitable. The less you charge, the more general clients you will potentially attract. If you're not sure where the demand curve lies for your particular business, you can survey your potential customers. Would you buy this service at X price, Y price, or Z price? I consider all three of these factors when I determined the cost of Horse Biz Bootcamp. In another industry, this program might be much more expensive, but I knew that the demand curve in the horse industry would be very different since there's no other program like this particular one. So I surveyed 20 horse professionals and found out what they'd be willing to pay and what they wouldn't. And I took into account where I wanted to position myself in the market and the kind of participation I wanted to attract. I considered the costs that I would incur in administration of the program and my own time. I examined all three of these factors to land on a price that felt right. I wanted to ask for an investment that would inspire commitment in my participants, attract serious professionals, but not price out the people that I most want to work with and help. Remember Sarah? The payoff for her to raise her prices even a little bit was huge. $10,000 more per year meant that she could begin to put away money in her emergency fund and for retirement. It meant that she could afford to go to some clinics and compete her own horses. It meant that she could breathe easier at the end of every month and know that she could pay her bills. So again, please understand, it was not only the money that gave her more peace of mind, but the new understanding she had of her business, the value of her own time, and the effect a simple $5 increase could have. This is an example of leverage. Small changes equal big dividends. Don't let yourself make those small changes loom large in your mind. Get super clear on the payoffs and move forward despite fear and resistance. Think honestly about how small rate increases will impact your clients. Most people feel a lack when it comes to money, even those who have the most. We all feel a lack. Don't let passing comments and money complaints your customers make guide your decision-making in your business. Your clients likely value you more than you know and will be willing to make small sacrifices in order to keep working with you. You bring unique qualities to your work. These qualities create value for your clients that go above and beyond simply providing a service. This value is often difficult to measure. It is this value that has your clients choose you over other providers, over other trainers, other barn owners. It's this value that inspires them to sacrifice things in their lives in order to work with you. When I asked Sarah about why she thought her clients chose her, she described her work ethic, her reliability, her ability to handle green or spoiled horses, her tact, her patience, her communication skills, and her passion. She didn't once mention that her clients chose her because of her cheap rates. This is really, really important. I find that a lot of us fall into the trap of using primarily a commodity pricing strategy for too long. You look around at what others are charging and you try to keep your prices the same or lower as other professionals in your area who do what you do. This is one strategy, but it should only make up a small portion of how you determine your fees. You're not a commodity. You are not a tube of toothpaste or a box of tampons. I'm serious. If you think that your clients hire you because of how much you cost, you do not know your clients well enough. Over the next few weeks, we'll be going in depth into how to identify your differentiators. You'll get really good at understanding and communicating your value, as well as identifying your ideal clients and messaging really clearly to them. Commodity pricing is appropriate when you're first starting your business, and you'll outgrow it and need to consider these other strategies for pricing as you go on. I want to talk a little bit about creating continuity of sales. Continuity of sales means that you structure your service offerings so that they support healthy cash flow in your business. This might mean you offer monthly packages, that you bundle multiple services together, create some kind of subscription program, or require your customer to purchase a particular number of services in a month. You can offer discounts for customers who pay in advance for packages, and you can require those who want to have fewer services to pay a premium. In our industry, as in most other service industries, continuity of sales usually also ensures that you get optimal results for your clients by requiring a high level of commitment to your program or your services. If you've got issues with frequent cancellations, late payments, frustration with a lack of progress in your students, or you'd like to promote a higher level of commitment in your clients, it's time for you to look at and consider how you can restructure your services to create continuity of sales. Address some of these issues. I have some tips for raising your prices without losing clients. Number one, differentiate yourself. You'll be doing this over the next several sessions. Number two, move away from charging by the hour. Begin to think in terms of charging for the results you provide and the expertise that you've spent years building. Number three, offer more value by bundling your services. List all the things included in your training services or boarding or lessons. Create packages that allow people to save money by making a larger commitment and investing bigger with you. Explain what you're doing and why. Be honest. In the absence of an explanation for your rate increases, your clients will invent their own. Discuss the challenges you're facing, your business goals, and the kind of service that you want to be able to keep providing them. Make yourself available for questions and discussion. Share your vision with them. Number five, give sufficient notice. Give your customers and clients at least a full billing cycle's worth of time to adjust and plan for new rates. Number six, and this is a big one, don't apologize. It's very tempting to apologize for increasing your rates. Instead, apologize into your pillow and approach your clients with confidence and compassion. You deserve to be paid for the services you provide, and price increases are a part of operating any small business. Number seven, just do it. Don't beat yourself up. Don't lose sleep over it. The truth is that your best clients will be surprised you didn't do it sooner. It's possible that you'll lose a client or two, but those will likely be the ones that you lose sleep over anyway. How much is too much? There's no fixed right or wrong amount to raise your prices. This is why it's important to take all these factors into consideration and have clear goals for your business. Keep in mind that if you've not raised your rates in a very long time, you may have to make a larger increase than you would like to in order to catch up with your current costs and your value. Also, keep in mind that rate increases are one of the most difficult and energy-consuming activities that we have to do as business owners. Don't set yourself up to have to repeat the process more often than every couple of years. It's usually better to make a single increase that will mean you don't have to make another one for a while. Take time during this session to brainstorm about how you can leverage pricing and structure your service offerings to create continuity of sales, improve your results, and strengthen your client relationships. Ask for coaching on this if you need it. None of us operate optimally in a vacuum, and you may need support to brainstorm and determine what's right for your particular business in terms of pricing. So feel free to ask questions on the Facebook group. We all struggle with this at some point in our businesses. We all do. There's no time like the present to build a muscle around making sure that your pricing strategy evolves with your career and supports your life and your business goals.